Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As Genesis 24 opens, Abraham is old, quote, well advanced in age, end quote. When we first meet him in Ur, he's already about 70 years old. At 75, he moves from Haran to Canaan, Genesis 12, verse 4. 10 years later, encouraged by Sarah, he takes Hagar and bears a son named Ishmael, chapter 16, verse 3 and following. At the ripe age of 100, finally Isaac is born, chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. When Sarah dies, he's 137, chapter 23, verse 1, and will live to the remarkable age of 175, chapter 25, verse 7. But at this point in the saga, we read the sweet testimony, quote, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things, chapter 24, verse 1. Isaac has been prophetically promised, miraculously birthed, divinely selected to advance the Messiah's line, and supernaturally saved at Moriah. But wait, isn't something missing? If he is to father a son who, renamed Israel, will provide the 12 progenitors of Israel's tribes, he needs a wife. And not any wife, but just as surely as he was selected, the wife of God's choosing. Now Abraham, so often a prototype of God the Father, as Isaac is a picture of God the Son, has an ancient and unnamed servant who will be sent to find a bride for that beloved son. It hardly stretches the imagination to see him as representing the Holy Spirit and his present work of wooing and winning a bride for Christ. There would be no unequal yoke on this occasion. He must bring home one who is in the family. So it is that when the heavenly bridegroom brings his bride home, and presents her to his father, all within that redeemed company will bear the family image, sharing through grace her beloved's bloodline. The wedding day is coming. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19, verse 9. Have you accepted his invitation? If not, why not?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.